Hey there, and welcome back to Take One, the podcast that brings you just one timely page of Talmud each day. Now, you don't have to be a great Talmudic scholar to know that Judaism teaches us that it's never too late to do the right thing, to make amends, to do teshuva or return to the righteous path. If you believe you could break something, the great Hasidic master Rabbi Nachman of Breslov taught us, you must also believe that you could fix it as well. The Talmud is thick with stories of sinners who sobered up and said sorry and were lavishly and promptly forgiven. So it comes as a bit of a surprise, a bit of a shock, really, to crack open today's pages of Talmud, Bava Metzia 25 and 26, and read this jagged bit. And Rava says, in a case where one saw a sela coin that fell from another, if he took the coin in order to steal it before the despair of the owner, he violates all of the following mitzvot. He is liable due to the prohibition, you shall not rob, Leviticus 19:13, and due to the positive mitzvah stated with regard to found items of, you shall return them to your brother, Deuteronomy 22:1. And due to the prohibition stated with regard to one who finds an item, you may not disregard, Deuteronomy 22:3. And even if he returned it after the despair of the owner, it is merely a gift that he gave him. And the transgression that he performed, and he remains in violation of these mitzvot. What's going on here? The Radbaz, a great rabbi who lived in 16th century Spain, explained. If you steal something, he taught us, the commandment to return it remains forever. You can walk into someone's house, present them with that book you swiped from their library 38 years ago, and you've done your bit and fulfilled your duty. But the commandment to return a lost object is only valid so long as the person who lost that object still harbors any hope of ever getting it back. Once he or she despairs, oh, well, they say to themselves, that book I misplaced, it's gone forever. What a pity. There is no longer any mitzvah associated with returning the object. The opportunity to remove the transgression, to repent, to make it right, is gone forever. It's a fascinating and terrifying dynamic. So much of our spiritual, emotional, and intellectual well-being, after all, not only in the Jewish tradition, but in our general secular self-helpy culture, depends on these four cheerful words. It's never too late. We need to believe that there's a chance for us yet, that we can kick the habit, that we can turn things around, that we can apologize and fix everything and continue to grow and flourish always and forever upwards. And that's true. Of course it is. And it's wise, and we must never forget it or despair of the belief that we're always just one small step away from turning our life around for the better. But, the rabbis remind us, subtly and solemnly, we must also never forget that human emotions are funny things. Offer a starving man a meal, and he'll be very grateful. Wait until he'd found food elsewhere, and your offering means nothing. Return a lost object you'd pocketed when its rightful owner is frantically looking for it, and you're looking at a short and difficult conversation followed by forgiveness and peace. Return the same object after its rightful owner no longer cares, and there's nothing but the icy sensation of missed opportunities. What should we do with this unbearably heavy insight? It's a complicated question, way too weighty to address in a short daily podcast. But here's an idea I hope isn't too terrible. Let's take the rabbi's teachings. Let's take the rabbi's teaching as an opportunity to hurry up and fix just one thing today we've been putting off for a while. It can be something very small, like maybe changing that light bulb in the hallway that didn't really bother us that much but needs some attention. Or it could be something more consequential, like returning those library books that are now 2 months overdue. Or it could be something deeply meaningful, like picking up the phone and calling that friend or that relative you've been quarreling with for way too long and saying, hey, I think it's time we sat down and talked and patched things up. Do it, and do it now, because tomorrow may be too late, and because the promise that you could always make things right is meaningless and amorphous unless it's accompanied by a reminder that you could just as easily wait too long and fail. So excuse me now for ending this episode abruptly. I have some amends I need to make right now. This has been Take One. If you enjoy the show, and I hope that you do, then you are really going to love the new book just published by me. It's called How the Talmud Can Change Your Life, Surprisingly Modern Advice from a Very Old Book. You can order it now at your local bookstore or directly from the publisher through the link in this here podcast description or through that big online store whose logo is, you know, a smile. As always, please go rate and review Take One on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You could get your Take One t-shirts and mugs and other swag at tabletstudios.com, and you could subscribe to our weekly newsletter at tabletm.ag/Take One Newsletter. Take One is a Tablet Studios production. The show is hosted by me, Leah Leibowitz, and is produced and edited by Josh Cross, Robert Scaramucci, Quinn Waller, and Ellie Blyer. Our team also includes Stephanie Butting, Courtney Hazlett, and Tanya Singer. For more information, go to tabletmag.com/takeone or email us at takeone@tabletmag.com. I hope we have made your day a little more Talmudic.